Got a 40% chance of rain in our forecast. You know, and it looked like Carl was going to make wet on us yesterday in some places. But,
oh. Make we on us?
But didn't, yeah, I really. Didn't say that.
He was
going to
go Nintendo on us?
Uh-huh. I didn't say any. I said wet. Not
yeah, I know.
Well, anyway.
Trying to personalize it, actually.
Yeah. Didn't happen. No. At least in an area where I was.
But. No, nor I. But I did see
the
cloud.
I got a little bit of sprinkling yesterday.
Saw the cloud build up, though. Yeah.
Did you take the laundry out and get it sprinkled, and you could take it back in and iron it?
Right. That's what it is.
Remember those days, Mom? Your mom?
Oh, yeah. Did that?
Well, we're like mid-September. So isn't it pretty much time to, you know, let the old lawn go dormant now? I mean, you know, like Chase does all year long.
Yeah, Chase did all year long.
So now, how did your mom sprinkle the clothes?
Oh, mine did it with a Coke bottle. I want to say.
Yeah, we use Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, with holes punched in the cap.
No,
yeah.
Oh no. Now see, we had
well, this
a
was
deal.
A glass bottle. You know?
Yeah, we had a deal that kind of had a cork ring on it that you stuck in there, and it actually sprayed out of like 10 or 12 holes.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, maybe Tom's mom had the same thing. Yeah.
They probably don't make those anymore.
No, because
we kept it near the milk machine. I remember that.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise.
We didn't have a milk machine. We used one of those.
Y'all didn't have a milk machine?
No, sure didn't. Sorry.
Poor childhood.
Kept it in the drawer, I'm guessing. All right.
Well, you know, the irons now have a little reservoir, and you just push the button in it. You know.
Oh, yeah.
It's always good when you can get that city water in there and get the go ahead and get the crystals, inside that after about a year.
Do you guys know how to iron?
Yeah.
Sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something I've never picked up on, ever.
I'm sorry?
No, I do not know how to iron anything.
Tom obviously never went and scooted a boot back in the day.
I was going to say,
had time to take him Wranglers over to the
From a career and social standpoint, think about the opportunities you may have missed.
Yeah. No, seriously. I mean, I would if I could.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm married.
But you can't, so you won't?
Yeah.
I'm married to a lady who finds it relaxing to iron. Really?
It gets her away from you, right?
Well, no. Actually, she'll do it right there, while we're watching TV or something like that, right there in the living room. But no, it's just something that I've never,
I mean, do you realize that living out there, going to school out there in West Texas like you did for 7 years, that had you, notice how I said that.
Yeah.
Had you learned to put a...
Seven, I wish.
Had you learned to put a crease in your pants, I mean, you could be the captain of some West Texas industry by
now. Well, I tried pants every once in a while because that's easier than a shirt. Like a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. Well.
Well, of course, I haven't.
You're not any good at it.
A man who doesn't iron.
First, when I was in college, the first thing I tried to iron was a horsehair suit, and it melted.
You tried to iron a horse?
Yeah. A suit made out of horsehair.
So you had a bald horse running around.
Yeah. It was one of those old suits that's made out of horse, and it melted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I my ironing days are pretty much over after that.
Smelled up the apartment for, a couple hours. So you brought something else in that smelled worse.
They spilled more beer.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
We got a lot of info.
Mason. I didn't see that dry clean only tag on there. They need to make those bigger.
Any suit that you can iron at home is probably a suit you don't need to be wearing. Yeah,
that'd be like a suit you could put in the washing machine.
That too.
Exactly.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:18. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Boy, we got a lot of birthdays today.
It's a busy time.
Yeah, yeah, going down the list. This is the 21st of September, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
I guess if you think about it, it kind of makes sense. I mean, because after all, if you're born in anywhere around September, I mean, it might have been Happy New Year. So
could have been.
Could have happened. Aren't you something doing that subtraction?
Yeah,
and everything.
Doing that cipher addition.
How about you? Aren't you something? Yeah. Okay, here we go.
It has to be multiplication.
That's true.
If you think about it.
Yeah. Actor Carl, I'm going to start off with a guy you never heard of, but then I'll tell you who he is.
Sure.
Actor Carl Slover.
Oh.
Is 92 years old today.
You're kidding me.
Actor Carl Slover.
I don't know who that is.
I'll tell you what, I'll come back to that.
Well, okay, before you do that.
Make people think about it.
Okay, if you're going oldest, happy birthday to Walter Bruning of Montana.
Walter Brennan, excuse me. Walter,
at 114, is the world's oldest man.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, he's fourth oldest in the world behind three yakking women, but, I mean, 114 years old.
Walter, you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's somebody always waiting on the wings to take that over.
Sure.
You
keep
know?
On living, buddy. You got you got the record as long as you're alive.
Yeah, any day now, you know, it's going to be. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to come back to Carl Slover.
Yeah,
just make
are.
People think about All that. Right. Remind me. Actor Larry.
Remind me to come back.
Yeah, that's right, because Carl won't remember. So anyway. Yeah. Actor Larry Hagman. Yeah, we're talking JR.
Sure.
And before that, Genie Squeeze, right?
Collecting bets, I suppose.
Yeah. He's, well, you know, he did. He nearly died. He had the liver transplant, I guess he did, but came out okay. He's 79 years old today. Poet, songwriter Leonard Cohen is 76. Actor, comedian Fanny Flagg.
Oh, my. Match game.
Exactly.
And now, fried green tomatoes.
Yeah.
And I would have thought that she was older than this, but it says here she's only 66.
Okay.
I would have thought she was in her 70s for sure.
Yeah.
Stephen King, he's a weird duck, is he not?
Yeah.
He's 63 years old today. One of the Eagles guitarists, Don Felder, turns 63 years
Another
old.
Another collecting bets.
Yeah. Indeed. Actor Bill Murray's birthday is today. He turns 60 years old today. Writer, producer Ethan Coen, one of the Coen brothers. He's a weird duck.
Yeah, well, they are.
Yep. He's 53 years old. Actor, comedian Dave Coulier. He's the guy who, on Full House, that career didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
He's 51 years old. David James Elliott, he was Jag, of course, is 50 years old today.
Big, tall guy. He had trouble doing doing scenes with women. They'd have to stand on boxes. He's like 6'6", 6'7", something like that.
Yeah. Women think he's dreamy, though.
Okay.
Actress Nancy Travis, she was in Becker and Almost Perfect, is 49. Actor Rob Morrow from Northern Exposure turns 48
and
years
numbers
old.
And
Numbers.
Later,
From Curb Your Enthusiasm, actress Cheryl Hines turns 45.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Faith Hill
is
a beautiful woman still, certainly. 43.
Maybe the more talented of the pair, I just would
think. Could be. Yeah. Could
probably
be.
Depends on who you ask.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, you're probably right. Talk show host Ricky Lake turns 42 years old. Actor Luke Wilson turns 39 years old. And a TV star of stars, what a great talent, Nicole Richie. From The Simple Life, is 29 years old. Of course, she'd be the daughter of Lionel Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie Grace, for you Lost fans, is 27 years old. And that's all I got. Keep going, but I got to get back to Carl. Go ahead.
Network news guy and other stuff now. Bill Curtis is 70.
Didn't have him.
And talking about falling off his money.
Yeah.
Jerry Bruckheimer.
Oh man. God, is there a show that at the end of it you don't see produced by Jerry Bruckheimer?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
it doesn't seem like it.
And, you know, now he does so many, but again, if you look at his CSIs, for instance, he visually knows how to create a picture on the screen. He through lights and color, he's pretty good. 65.
There you go. All right, and Carl Slover was, and I think probably is, the last surviving Munchkin. Of the Wizard of Oz. He's 92 years old today. Follow the yellow brick road.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Oh, okay.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Thanks.